But imagine the confusion. There's profound grief. They see this Messiah who's supposed to overthrow the Roman Empire and liberate Israel, and now the Romans have killed him and he's dead in the grave. Huh? What happened? That's the Saturdays of life when you go, why did that happen? Profound grief, great loss, disillusionment, doubt.
Today on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, we continue in a series called The Answer is Easter. You'll want to stay tuned because in this series, Pastor Rick shows us how Easter perfectly illustrates the way to move from days that are sometimes devastatingly painful and confusing into days that are filled with joy, celebration, and victory. This is a series you'll want to be sure to share with your friends. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource that will help you experience joy no matter what your circumstances are. You can find out more right now by going to rickwarren.org or by texting the word DAILY to 313131 while you listen to today's broadcast. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called The Answer is Easter.
If you're not in a small group, I actually worry about you as your pastor, because you don't have the safety net that's going to carry you when the rogue wind comes along in life. Who's going to help you out when you have the tragedy? Who's going to be there for you? Nobody could have told me what was going to happen last Easter. I just imagined things were going great. I had no idea the wall I was going to hit 5 days later. You don't know when you're going to hit the wall. So you start by reaching out to friends, just like Jesus did. Now, friends are essential, but friends can't be with you there all the time. God can, but friends can't. Friends can be there and understand the depth of your pain, but they can't understand the real depth of your pain like God can. And friends have other things they have to do, and friends get tired. God never gets tired. The fact is, Jesus' friends in the Garden of Gethsemane, that night in his hour of deepest need, they fell asleep. Now, I'm not going to put them down for that. I'm really not. In the first place, they showed up. They were there. In the second place, I have fallen asleep countless times in my small group and snored all the way in. My group loves me no matter what. I've had a real tough day. So I give you permission to fall asleep in your small group. It's better to go to your group and go to sleep than stay home and watch television. But at least they showed up, okay? But friends cannot be there all the time. But God never gets tired. So the second thing you need to do when you're in the Fridays of life, the days of pain, is you reach out to God. You don't just reach out to your friends. You also reach out to God. And how do you do that? You do it by praying. This is the other thing that Jesus did right before he faced the worst pain of his life. He went and prayed. The Bible says this in Mark chapter 14. Jesus fell face down on the ground. Friends, I can't tell you the number of times I've done that this last year in pain and in grief. He fell face down on the ground and prayed that if possible, he would not have to suffer the pain ahead of him. He prayed, Abba, Father. Now, Abba is the Aramaic word for daddy. It's also a Swedish rock group, but that's not what we're talking about here. He's saying, Abba. Abba is the first word every little Middle Eastern child learns before any other word. It's Abba, Papa, Dada. Any baby can learn to say Abba, Abba, Abba. It means daddy.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called The Answer is Easter. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's rickwarren.org or just text the word DAILY to 313131. Again, that's the word DAILY to 313131.
If you've been listening to Daily Hope for a while, you've no doubt heard Pastor Rick say that the secret to being happy, no matter what, is looking at every experience and circumstance you face from God's viewpoint. That's why we'd like to tell you about the new Choose Joy devotional written by Pastor Rick's wife, Kay Warren. Each devotion begins with much-needed encouragement from Scripture. followed by Kay's wise words on how to choose joy, minute by minute, if necessary. Kay wraps up each devotion with a short prayer to help bring you closer to the source of all joy, our loving God. If you need to revolutionize the way you look at life's ups and downs, let us send you this beautiful hardcover devotional book as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Call today, 800-600-5004, or visit rickwarren.org to get your copy of this amazing resource. That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. Thanks so much for your support. When you contact us, remember to ask for the Choose Joy Devotional by Kay Warren.
Once again, here's Rick.
The fact is, Jesus' friends in the Garden of Gethsemane, that night in his hour of deepest need, they fell asleep. Now, I'm not going to put them down for that. I'm really not. In the first place, they showed up. They were there. In the second place, I have fallen asleep countless times in my small group and snored all the way, and my group loves me no matter what. I've had a real tough day. So I give you permission to fall asleep in your small group. It's better to go to your group and go to sleep than stay home and watch television. But at least they showed up. Okay, but friends cannot be there all the time, but God never gets tired. So the second thing you need to do when you're in the Fridays of life, the days of pain, is you reach out to God. You don't just reach out to your friends, you also reach out to God. And how do you do that? You do it by praying. This is the other thing that Jesus did right before he faced the worst pain of his life. He went and prayed. The Bible says this in Mark chapter 14. Jesus fell face down on the ground. Friends, I can't tell you the number of times I've done that this last year in pain and in grief. He fell face down on the ground and prayed that if possible, he would not have to suffer the pain ahead of him. He prayed, Abba, Father. Now, Abba is the Aramaic word for daddy. It's also a Swedish rock group, but that's not what we're talking about here. He's saying, Abba. Abba is the first word every little Middle Eastern child learns before any other word. It's Abba, Papa, Dada. Any baby can learn to say Abba, Abba, Abba. It means daddy. And Jesus is saying, when you are in your worst day of pain and you need to talk to God about it, you don't use fancy language. You don't say, oh, thou most righteous, justice, omnipotent creator of the universe, who art, and you have all of these great theological terms. No, you just go, daddy, help. That's what you do. You come to God and say, daddy, help me, because your heavenly Father loves you. And so Jesus prays, Abba, Daddy, Father. And here's what he prays. I know you can do all things. And I don't want to have to drink this cup of suffering. Nevertheless, I want your will, not mine, to be done. Now listen closely. This is a pattern. Jesus prayed three things in his day of deepest pain. And when you are in pain, these are the three things you need to pray to when you're praying to God, when your heart is breaking and you don't know which way to turn. Three things Jesus prayed. I call this the Gethsemane prayer. It is a model of how to pray in pain. First, you affirm God's power. And here's what you pray. God, I know you can do anything. You write that down. God, I know you can do anything. You know, I know you can take away this pain. You created the universe. If you created the universe, you can do anything. I know you can do anything. You affirm God's power. Second, you express your desire. And you say, I don't want this pain. You say, is it okay to complain to God? Of course it's okay to complain to God. David did it all the time in the book of Psalms. They're called Psalms of Lament. It's okay to say, God, this sucks. I don't like this. This stinks. This is terrible. I don't like this pain I'm going through right now. That's okay to do that. Jesus did it. If it's okay for Jesus to do it, it's certainly okay for you to do it. And he said, God, I don't like the pain I'm in right now. I know you can change it. I know you're all powerful. And I don't like the pain. But then the third thing you do is you offer your trust. And you say, but I want your will, not mine. So God, if this is not your will, I don't want it. I want your will, not mine. I know you love me. I know you know what's best for me. I know what you know what will make me happy more than I do. And I know, God, that you're in control and there's no way that you don't love me. So I want your will, not mine. This past year, anytime a wave of grief or loss or depression or fear or confusion, I would pray the Gethsemane prayer. This prayer, I may have prayed it 1,000 times this last year. God, I know you can do anything, and I don't like this pain. But God, I want your will, not mine. Now, as Jesus finished praying, soldiers show up. They arrest him. They take him through 6 phony, fake mock trials, all of them illegal, 3 Jewish, 3 Roman trials. They were all at night, which they were all illegal. They were just shams. Then they torture him through all kinds of torture, and then they nail him to a cross, and he dies. And they put him in the ground. And now we come to the second day, which are the Saturdays of life. The Fridays are the days of pain and suffering. The Saturdays are the days of doubt and confusion. Imagine how the disciples felt when they saw the Messiah, the Son of God, crucified by the Romans, taken down and put in a tomb, and the tomb is sealed. They're all going, what happened? And they're thinking, we know Jesus could have come down off that cross at any point, because we saw him do all the miracles for the last 3.5 years. We saw him heal the sick. We saw him give sight to the blind. We saw him raise the dead. We saw him walk on water. We saw him calm the storms and control the weather. We saw him do God can, if he created the universe, God can do anything he wants to in the universe. God could have come down off that cross. Jesus could have come off that cross at any moment. It was not nails that held Jesus to the cross. It was love. It was his love for you. It's what he came to do. He said, for this cause, I came into the world. Jesus was not a martyr. Martyrs are often killed, not at their will, but somebody just kills them because they're doing the right thing, not because they will to do it. Jesus voluntarily sacrificed himself. He said, no man takes my life from me. I lay it down and I have the right to take it back. He was not a martyr. He was on a mission. And the mission was to pay for all the sins of the world. But imagine the confusion. There's profound grief. They see this Messiah who's supposed to overthrow the Roman Empire and liberate Israel, and now the Romans have killed him and he's dead in the grave. Huh? What happened? That's the massive day of confusion. That's the Saturdays of life when you go, why did that happen? Profound grief, great loss, disillusionment, doubt. I just think of all the emotions they probably felt on Saturday. They probably felt regret. I imagine that the disciples did a pretty good amount of what-ifing on Saturday. What if we had stopped Judas from leaving the Last Supper? Maybe we could have prevented this. What if we had done that? And they probably had a lot of self-recrimination. They said, you know, we all walked away from Jesus. Once he was arrested, the Bible says they all scattered. We wimped out. We went AWOL. We left him. We deserted him. We abandoned him. They're all embarrassed. Peter goes, Lord, I'll never deny you. And that night denies him 3 times. There's a lot of self-recrimination going on. Then there's probably some fear mixed in there going, hey, wait a minute. They killed Jesus. Are they coming after us next? Are the Romans going to come after us now? I mean, we're the next of kin. I mean, we're his closest followers. They killed Jesus. They're going to kill us. So they're afraid. And then, of course, there's confusion. What in the world do we do now? When you're in that Saturday of life, you're in limbo. You've been there many times. You went out and you accepted a new job or you started a new business and you had so much hope that it was going to be so good and so great and maybe even felt like God led you to start that business or go to that job and then it didn't work out and you get fired or the company goes belly up and you go bankrupt and you go, now what am I supposed to do? Or you go into a marriage with the greatest of hopes thinking, this is going to be heaven on earth. And then the marriage fails and it falls apart. And you go, okay, what's my identity now? What do I do now? There are a thousand ways you go through the Saturdays of life. The days of doubt, the days of confusion, the days of loss and grief. Now, Jesus had warned them that this was going to happen. Let me show you some verses. Look up here on the screen. The Bible says in Matthew 26, that very night, the night he was arrested and killed, it said, then Jesus told them, before the night's over, you're going to fall to pieces because of what happens to me. In fact, look at this next verse. The Bible tells us that that night Jesus said, all of you will desert me. Jesus told them, for the scripture says, I'll strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. And that's exactly what happened. Every one of the disciples went AWOL, absent without leave. They all deserted. They all abandoned. Look at this verse. The Bible says, at that point when Jesus was arrested, all the disciples abandoned Jesus and ran away. Every single one of them ran away. Now, let me ask you a very pointed personal question. Have you ever deserted God out of pain? Maybe you were praying for something to happen and it didn't happen that way, so you walked away from church many years ago. Or maybe you thought it should happen this way and it ended up being a massive disappointment and you lost your faith and you walked away or you ran away from God. Have you ever let pain move you away from God instead of to God? It's time to come home. It's time to come back home. You know, this past year, when Kay and I were going through all this grief and pain, and we were going back and forth between Fridays and Saturdays, days of pain, days of confusion, days of agony, days of mystery, days of loss, and days of grief. We decided for 6 months we would do no interviews. And finally, after about 6 months, I said, okay, we'll do one interview. And I chose CNN because I knew that that one would be shown all around the world and then we wouldn't have to do all the other ones. And I remember in that 1 hour interview, many of you saw that, they played it 9 times on CNN. And one of the questions that Piers Morgan asked me was this, Rick, in your deepest depth of despair and depression and grief and loss after Matthew's suicide, did you ever doubt God's existence? And I looked at Piers and I could honestly say, no, I never doubted God's existence. I know God exists and I know he loves me, but I did doubt his wisdom. And I did doubt his timing and his plan. Let me give you an example of this. My kids have never doubted that they had a father. They know they have a father. They've never doubted that I was their father. They knew that they've never doubted that I was their father, and my kids have never, ever doubted that I love them. They know that I love them. But they have often doubted my wisdom. Does Dad really know what he's doing right now? I mean, is he really that confident? I mean, maybe he's making the wrong decision right now. And they didn't doubt that I existed, that I loved them. They just doubted my wisdom. That's okay in the day of chaos and in the day of conflict and in the day of confusion. And sometimes you go through that. David does this all through the book of Psalms. And he says, you know, I don't know what's going on in my life. How do I now get through the days of confusion and loss? I want you to write this down. You need to remember the promises of God. You need to remember the promises of God. Never doubt in the dark what God has shown you in the light. And when you're going through those days, and you're going to go through them many times in life, when you can't put one foot in front of the other, and you don't even know, it's so dark you can't even see ahead of you one foot. You haven't the slightest idea what to do next with your life. Everything's just kind of turned to ashes. It's thrown up in the air. All of the plans have gone down the toilet, and you don't even know what to do. And when you are in that situation, you're in the Saturday of life. You're in the day of confusion. You never doubt in the dark what God has told you in the light, and you never doubt his promises. Right before Jesus was crucified, he gave his disciples a huge promise to hang on to in the dark days of Saturday. John chapter 16. Jesus said, here's what's going to happen. Now, this is, he's telling them this that very night that he's going to be arrested. Jesus said, here's what's going to happen. Soon, I'll be gone, and you'll be without me. But after a while, you'll see me again. He's predicting his resurrection. He knows what's going to happen. They don't. You'll see me again. He says, you will weep, and you will mourn, and you will grieve. But your grief will eventually turn into joy.
This is Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. Rick will be back in just a moment with a closing thought. But right before that, we'd like to remind you that if you'd like a copy of today's broadcast or this entire series, you can simply go to rickwarren.org to get a copy for yourself or for a friend. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional. It's great. And check out all the other available resources. If you've been listening to Daily Hope for a while, you've no doubt heard Pastor Rick say that the secret to being happy, no matter what, is looking at every experience and circumstance you face from God's viewpoint. And that's why we'd like to tell you about the new Choose Joy devotional, written by Pastor Rick's wife, Kay Warren. Each devotion begins with much-needed encouragement from Scripture, followed by Kay's wise words on how to choose joy, minute by minute if necessary. Kay wraps up each devotion with a short prayer to help bring you closer to the source of all joy, our loving God. If you need to revolutionize the way you look at life's ups and downs, let us send you this beautiful hardcover devotional book as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Call today, 800-600-5004, or visit rickwarren.org to get your copy of this amazing resource. That's 800-600-5004, or rickwarren.org. Thanks so much for your support. When you contact us, remember to ask for the Choose Joy devotional by Kay Warren. And thanks again for your support. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
You know, perhaps the best-known verse in the Bible is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Easter is God shouting down to earth, I love you, I love you, I love you, I care about you, I want you in my family. Have you really grasped that? I want to challenge you this Easter. Don't come to your church's Easter service alone. You know, there are two times a year that most people will accept an invitation to a church service, Christmas and Easter. So don't miss this great opportunity to invite somebody that you care about who doesn't know Jesus. Don't go to church by yourself at Easter. You know, in the Bible, in Luke chapter 14, verse 23, Jesus says this, "Go out into the highways and the countryside, and urge everyone you find to come in so that my house will be full." God wants a full house. And I want people in heaven because you cared enough to invite them. I guarantee you, the people that you invite to Easter service are going to hear a gospel message on Easter. So make a list of the people that you want to invite to bring to Easter service with you. Thanks for listening today. I'd love to hear from you. Write me, Rick, at rickwarren.org. And by the way, if you can send a gift this Easter to help us expand this ministry, I would deeply appreciate it. I know not everybody can afford to give a lot. Some of you can. But whatever amount you give, we're grateful for it. And I want you to know that all of the money given to this ministry goes into the ministry. I do this for free. I take no salary from it. And so you can be certain that this is going to further the good news all around the world. And by the way, let me just say this to you. Happy Easter. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.